The biggest security threat to the UK is economic.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. While the U.S. today marks the official end of the Iraq War, in Britain, the senior-most military leader there is warning of the newest threat to that country's national security, the Eurozone debt crisis. General David Richards said in a lecture yesterday the crisis poses the biggest strategic threat that Britain faces. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
General Richards said his main worry is the ability of Britain's European allies to maintain their armed forces. He fears that austerity and slow economic growth in the Eurozone may further dent defence budgets there. And he's nervous about the UK's own defence spending. If the euro collapses, Britain's economy could shrink by up to 8%. Peter Felstead is editor of Jane's Defence Weekly.
One of the greatest defences this country can have is to have a strong economy. And from that comes everything else, the ability to procure decent defensive capabilities, for example.
In his lecture, General Richards also expressed concern about defence cuts in the US, and that America intends to switch its main military focus away from Europe to the Pacific and Southeast Asia. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are up at the moment about 0.5% or more. Italy's government has called for a confidence vote on a package of big budget cuts. That's a way to persuade global markets that the country can get its finances in order. Asian shares tumbled today, though, more than 1%, following yesterday's lead from here in the U.S., where the Dow gave back 131 points to close at 11,823. Well, starting today, the Chinese government says it's going to levy duties on imported cars made in the United States, which comes as a big surprise to U.S. automakers. As Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai now, it's the latest move in what's becoming a very nasty trade spat between the two countries.
For U.S. automakers that export cars to China, here's the good news about these new fees.
There's no colossal setback here.
Auto industry expert Michael Dunn says these duties will impact less than 5% of U.S. cars sold in China. That's because many automakers don't export to China. They make what they sell domestically through joint ventures. But here's the bad news for U.S. automakers.
China has targeted the most profitable cars that American companies sell into China.
Vehicles like big SUVs that aren't typically made in China. So why is China doing this? Dunn says it's revenge. The U.S. recently launched an investigation into China's solar industry. U.S. solar manufacturers allege Chinese solar companies are illegally dumping their panels onto the U.S. market. If the U.S. wins the case, Chinese solar companies stand to lose billions in sales to U.S. consumers. And it would represent a significant step in what is becoming an increasingly ugly trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
So, about that European debt crisis, how are Americans feeling about it?
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said!
It's time for Attitude Check when we touch base with the polling firm Gallup about what Americans are thinking on economic issues. A U.S. House panel today will be talking to economists and others about what threat the European debt crisis poses to the American economy. The summit last week, by the way, the EU summit, hasn't settled very many concerns. In fact, countries such as Spain and Italy are paying more than ever to borrow money to pay their bills. Frank Newport is Gallup's editor-in-chief. He's with us now. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Where does the European debt crisis rank on Americans' list of concerns?
That's an excellent question. We don't find it show up at all in our most important problem question that we ask every month. What's the most important problem facing the country? Now, it may be hidden behind the economy, because a lot of Americans volunteer that the economy just generally is the number one problem, but we don't see the European debt crisis mentioned specifically. We did find a question from about a month ago asked by another organization where they put in front of the public the idea of giving financial assistance to nations which have in turn assisted Greece. 71% of Americans said absolutely not. They weren't in favor of that. So it suggests to us that the public is not totally locked into believing that the European debt crisis is highly important to Americans.
Much of a concern there. All right. So one of the debates that's going on in Europe, though, Frank, is over governments and whether they should cut spending and balance their budgets or try and boost the economy. That same debate is going on in this country. Do Americans have an opinion on that?
Let me give you a couple of thoughts here. One, we did ask Americans a while back, what's the number one thing to do to create jobs? And Americans said, bring jobs back from overseas. Mm-hmm. No answer given as to how to do that. But then Americans volunteered, a number of them, infrastructure spending, stimulate the economy. But just as many said, pull the government back and don't get the government involved. That shows you the ambiguity there. But we did have a question that we asked a while back. We're very specific. Do you favor spending government stimulus money, direct investment in infrastructure and stuff, in order to, and this is the important point, create jobs and stimulate the economy? And when we said it that way, 60% of the American public agreed.
You think that'll factor into the election?
Oh, absolutely. I think the number one issue in this election is, of course, the economy, but right behind that is the role of government. And this is this issue. Does the government function best as an actual instrument that brings about positive things? Or is the best government less government? I think it'll be a key issue in the election.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief over at Gallup. Frank, thanks.
You bet.
And finally, while winter officially starts, a week from today here in the U.S., it's going to be summertime in the southern hemisphere. And in Chile, government officials say they have the perfect way men can help save the environment when it gets hot. Shed the tie. In a bunch of TV spots, the country's economic minister whips off his tie and unbuttons the top of his shirt. A tieless society of men, the government says, will reduce the need for air conditioning and dry cleaning after lunch. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Bloomingdale's is all about high-end, high style, and high fashion, right?
Every time we're in New York, we come to Bloomingdale's for the frozen yogurt.
Wait, what?
Every time we're in New York, we come to Bloomingdale's for the frozen yogurt.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, department store restaurants. They're back. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.